Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
King Charles addresses Parliament.
I am deeply grateful for the addresses of condolence.
The late Queen's subjects pay tribute.
Celebrating a life well lived.
Russian soldiers pushed out of Ukraine.
It's a humiliating defeat for Vladimir Putin.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Vicky Barker in London with the CBS World News Roundup. Fanfare in British democracy's most hallowed hall.
I pledge my loyalty to you.
In ancient Westminster Palace, in the shadow of Big Ben, both houses of Britain's Parliament have promised to serve their new king, Charles III. He invoking his late mother, Queen Elizabeth, in pledging his service to them.
She set an example of selfless duty, which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
Queen Elizabeth's body rested overnight in Holyrood House in Edinburgh, Scotland. Charles is there this hour, joining his brothers and sister and members of the public for a procession and vigil. As the royal family mourns, Prince Harry has paid tribute to his late grandmother. CBS's Holly Williams has more.
Harry's statement appeared on his website just this morning with a photo of the Duke together with the late Queen. He referred to her simply as Granny and said he was grateful for memories, including the first time the Queen met his, quote, darling wife and met her great-grandchildren.
Mourners continue to leave cards and flowers outside royal residences. CBS's Steve Futterman is at Buckingham Palace.
Vicky, across the street from the palace at Green Park, thousands and thousands of people continue to show up with flowers, notes, pictures, and a favorite of the Queen, Paddington Bears. This woman was there this morning.
The smell of all of these flowers is really, really poignant, and I think that's something that's never, ever going to go.
And she was sending a video link to her grandmother.
She can't be here, so I'm just showing her on FaceTime.
Oh, my goodness, and look how moved she is. It's now been announced that the Queen's body will lie in state here in London starting on Wednesday. This woman already making plans.
You'll be in the queue for hours and hours.
But you're willing to accept that?
Of course.
She will be joined by hundreds of thousands of others. Vicky?
Officials predicting that queue could be 30 hours long. The doors to Westminster Palace will open 24 hours a day until just before Monday's state funeral to give as many people as possible the chance to pay their last respects to their longest-serving monarch. Steve?
Well, Vicky, there's been a dramatic development in the war in Ukraine, a major setback for Russia. Here's CBS's Deborah Panna.
Ukrainian forces have swept through the northeast at breathtaking speed, greeted like conquering heroes, with flowers, embraces, and tears of joy.
Slava Ukraine!
The blue and yellow flag flying high in liberated towns and villages across the region as advancing troops push north just 30 miles from the Russian border. It's a humiliating defeat for Vladimir Putin's men, forced to flee, abandoning key supply hubs like Kupiansk and Izium. The Russians were here, said Dmitry Hrushchenko. Then suddenly they started shouting wildly and running away. And as the Russian troops ran, fearing they would be surrounded and captured, they left behind the usual trail of destruction, devastation, and the possibility of fresh new crime scenes for police to investigate.
Now to California, where thousands of homes are threatened by the largest wildfire of the season east of Sacramento. Correspondent Mark Strassman has more.
Parts of Northern California look apocalyptic.
dark columns of smoke reaching thousands of feet in the air. It's the mosquito fire burning nearly out of control.
Firefighters are working very hard, and they've been fighting a lot of different fires all night, and they're working 24-hour shifts.
Rough terrain's only one challenge among many. Extreme heat and dry conditions over the past week have spread flames faster and hotter. At risk, firefighting crews and more than 11,000 evacuees.
We don't know if we even have a home.
A rare rainy weekend in Southern California gave fire crews an unexpected weapon in their battle with a Fairview fire. It's now more than 40% contained.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a 2.9 magnitude earthquake struck due east of San Francisco last night. No reports of damage or injuries. In western China, the death toll from a quake last week is now 93. There is a search for possible survivors still going on.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
There was widespread flash flooding in the Chicago area as torrential rain stranded some drivers and sent water into basements.
You get 8 inches of water in here, and this is a lovely thing to work with, especially on a Sunday for the Bears' opening game.
The Bears won their rain-soaked season opener over San Francisco. The U.S. Border Patrol has taken down the agency's Twitter account for the West Texas region.
The deactivation comes after the Twitter account retweeted posts criticizing President Biden's border policies and liked posts that made gay slurs against Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Commissioner Chris Magnus says the agency has become aware of unauthorized and inappropriate content and that the Office of Professional Responsibility will investigate.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon. 60 years ago today, President John F. Kennedy challenged us to go to the moon.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Later today at the JFK Library, President Biden will set the nation's sights on ending cancer as we know it, touting blood tests that can screen for multiple cancers. At Grand Canyon National Park, a 67-year-old man died after a motorboat flipped on the Colorado River. Four others were injured. A rising star wins the U.S. Open men's tennis title. On ESPN, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz won a four-set final over Casper Ruud.
This is something that I dreamt of since I was a kid, to be number one in the world, to be champion of a Grand Slam.
And at age 19, Alcaraz has become the top-ranked player in the world, the youngest man ever at number one.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Student loan forgiveness, yes. Auto loan forgiveness, no chance.
Auto loan delinquencies and repossessions are expected to increase this year by 500,000 compared to 2019.
A lot of these moratoriums have obviously expired. There's no more financial assistance coming through the government. Not a lot of different workout plans that are handed through by the government.
Chris Benson with the Credit Union Ent is seeing a product of normalized environments.
What we're seeing is the delayed effect. Volume is starting to increase in the next 18 to 24 months.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Former Big League relief pitcher Anthony Varvaro, a native of New York City, left his baseball career behind a few years ago to become a Port Authority police officer in his hometown. Yesterday, Varvaro was killed in a traffic accident on his way to work the September 11th memorial ceremony. He was 37 years old. That's the World News Roundup. For Vicki Barker in London, I'm Steve Kathan. CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.